This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, March 31, the last word. Our passage is from Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. In these last days, God has spoken to us by His Son. Did you know that the last word in the Old Testament is that if the people do not repent, there will be destruction? But there is also a promise. Before Jesus was born, that was the last lingering word of God's revelation. Then, when Jesus came, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. In Jesus, all the promises of Scripture are ultimately fulfilled, and now the last word in Scripture is about grace and life forever. The Word of God is more than a thing. It's a person. Jesus is the Word through whom also God made the universe. Jesus is the most powerful Word that has ever been spoken. In one of her poems, Emily Dickinson conveys the power of words. A word is dead when it is said, some say. I say it just begins to live that day. Words do not stop having an impact after they have been spoken. Some of the deepest wounds people feel are connected to words spoken long ago, and their painful influence continues. But the word of Jesus has the opposite effect, bringing healing and new life. Jesus is the final word. He is the Amen, who fulfills every ancient prophecy, who announces the power of God's living word to everyone. Thank you, Lord, for speaking so clearly and powerfully in your Son. Give us ears to hear his word. Use us to announce the good news of salvation far and wide. In Jesus we pray, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.